Away. Now, what I want to ask is the greenhouse effect, which one of the participants mentioned, does the government have a concrete plan of action in terms of the plans for the crops, such as tobacco, tea, sugar, and of course, uranium mining? I understand there is no policy on this. So it will be fine if you can clarify this. Then, in terms of the poverty infrastructure of the same country, there has been a lot of public debt, no social protection. And my question is there a strategy for this issue? How is the government of Malawi fighting corruption? Because there is no anti-discrimination law. And much as there is a law commission which is still being considered. And of course, there are vulnerable groups. So, in the light of this, what is the immigration policy? What steps have been taken to the refugee camp that has, have harmful practices and in terms of equality between men and women? The other question I want to ask is please mention on the issue of still on the issue of corruption in Malawi, if the National Action Plan 2008 to 2013 aimed at eradicating corruption has been fully actualized since we are no longer in 2013. And I believe everybody had a role to play in the action plan against Malawi. Then the last one I probably want to answer is what does the Malawian people or the government have against albinism? Because it seems like some kind of cultural taboo that they don't welcome anybody who is an albino or something like that. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Amuse. I think now the challenge will be that the delegation will frame their answers within the 20 minutes that they are that they have allocated. So my proposal is that within the 20 minutes that we allocate to you